Gus, fantastic to see you here in Gunnedah as part of the Extravagance. It is the Junior Carnivals of Central North Rugby. It's part of a fantastic run that Scone Junior Rugby Club's had at the moment, but how have you enjoyed the day?
Yeah, good day, mate. Mother's Day in Gunnedah. It's a cracker. They put on the good weather. The stakes are good. There's been lots of good footy. Seems to be many kids here this year, which is great. They've travelled from a long way, so no, we're having a good day.
And what about Scone itself? Of course, how have you been throughout the age groups as far as getting kids to get down there to Scone Rugby Park on Friday afternoons there at 4:30?
Yeah, good. We've got the exact same numbers we got last year, which is great because as a zone, our re-registrations from last year are down a lot. But at Scone, we're on par to the kid with last year. We've got a different demographic of kids this year, but certainly the same amount of numbers. So as a whole, pretty happy with that. But it's like you know, Wixie, it's something you've got to work at year in, year out.
Yeah. Of course, you had the Greater Bank Communities Program earlier this year with Todd Loudon and his crew there, Adrian and also Michaela. How did that work itself out over the 4 weeks?
Mate, I think that really saved our numbers. We've struggled with our sixes and eights for the last couple of years, so we focused on the six and eights for that greater program. And we picked up just under 20 kids for that program, of that six girls.
Yeah. Also, of course, you've got the small issue of no less than at least 20 kids moving on to play for Central North in the various junior age groups. Yeah, it's been a lot of hard work for the club. You're in that funny sort of area there where you're not Hunter, but you're not Central North, but you're part of the Central North group. But it's great to see all that hard work turning into kids as far as playing for the Laughing Boys.
Yeah, we've got good representation all the way from 11s through to the older boys in the 15, 16. So as a club, we couldn't be happier in that sense. We are sort of stuck in the middle there of no man's land, but I can assure you Scone Rugby, junior rugby, is entrenched in Central North rugby.
Also, we've got the small issue of the Cauliflower Club on the 16th of July. We're looking for a third go at that as well. Just going to get bigger and bigger that, and hopefully the Cauliflower Club and the fellows such as Nick Farr-Jones and Peter Fitzsimons can come up for that day. But what are we looking forward to as far as the 16th of July?
Mate, I could tell you we've had really strong interest from two Sydney clubs who are looking to bring an age group in each age group, and strong interest once again, and they've supported us from day dot from the Central Coast. Terrigal, Avoca have been very, very supportive of us, as has Maitland, and all those guys have recommitted to coming this year.
Also, we've got the small issue of a tour as well. Looking forward to that. Tell us a little bit about the tour to New Zealand, and of course we've been to the cottage and ate all the cupcakes and the fundraising there has been huge as well, and who's looked after you in regards to those sponsors?
Yeah, mate, so taking 20 boys over to New Zealand on the 2nd of July for a 10-day tour of the South Island. 20 boys, 3 kids and just under 60 supporters going on that tour, which is fantastic. Strong support for the club for that particular tour. Arrowfield have been good to us, Hello World have been good to us. We've got some good support from Wideland, Toyota. And then we've got our normal club sponsors that have also chipped in a bit to soften the cost for the families going over there. But no, 20 kids are all looking forward to it, mate. Less than 50 sleeps till we go there, so starting to get a bit real now.
Finally, of course, you're part of the great extravagance that is McCallum Ingus, of course, selling off various beasts and farms and houses. How's things going in the horse capital of Scone?
Yeah, good, mate. No complaints from all facets of our business, I suppose. Our merchandise, livestock, our rural property and our residential property are all going strong at the moment. Our property management team have got more listings more properties under management than they've ever had. So, you know, as a company, we're pretty happy the way Upper Hunter's performing at the moment.
Thanks for your time, Gus. We wish you all the best as you help run the crew there at Scone Junior Rugby Club. Of course, you've got massive things on, including the tour in New Zealand. And also, of course, the Cauliflower Cup on the 16th of July. If you want to find out more, just go through the website there, sconeRugbyClub.com. Or look for the Facebook there, Scone Junior Rugby Club.